Jess, Liz, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Tess.
Hi, Tess.
So, tomorrow, tell me what's happening. Tell me all about it.
Well, we're very excited because 2SER is hosting a public pop-up archiving day at Studios 301. This is due to the very generous support of the City of Sydney. We should mention that.
Absolutely. We love them.
We love them very, very much. So I guess, Liz, you're probably the best person to talk about.
Yeah. So what it is, the idea is, and it was based on a model that happened over in the States, community radio station in the States. The idea is it's part get together, part clean up, under your lounge, under your bed, in the attic, in the man cave, wherever you've got stuff, if you've got stuff relating to SER, bring it along. Let's take it to a place where they know how to preserve, digitise, revive this. And we, apart from having a bit of a show and tell, let's also see if we can't revive some of this stuff.
Yeah, because Tess, I don't know if you know this, but 2SER's current archives are... I mean, archives, we've been saying, is a very generous word for what they are.
Yeah, it's 46 boxes of stuff.
Yeah. Love that.
That come from the history of the station. And while 46 boxes is good, if you think about that over 40 years...
It's not a lot.
That's really not a lot.
So not there's quite a box a year.
No. And so there's lots of stuff that we're sure that people over time have... held on to, preserved themselves, you know.
Forgotten about. We don't. Yes. It could be... dug deep in your garage.
Yeah.
But you know there's something there.
We've had a few people also admit to having mums and dads having kept scrapbooks.
Cool.
That type of stuff. Yeah. All of that. We want all of that. Basically stuff that people might have that they think, oh, this is related to SER. We'd love to make a copy, take a copy, give you a digital copy. Mm. But the day is also for those that are just a bit interested as well. So, you know, you don't feel that if you've got nothing, you can't still come if you'd like to.
Please still come.
Yeah, yeah. So the idea is if you want to know more, we're on just – if you just go to 2SER.com, we're right smack bang on the very first page. Mm-hmm. It's tomorrow, 12 to 4, Studios 301 and Alexandria, who've also very generously said that they'll give tours and stuff. So if people just want to have a little sticky beak of the biggest recording studio in the Southern Hemisphere.
They're insane, Tess. We went out there a couple of days ago now and it is it's a wonderland.
It
is incredible. You feel like you've fallen through the rabbit hole down to wonderland. It's insane.
Yeah.
If you want to just come along and have a sticky peek at the studios, if you want to come along and share some thoughts or memories from your time at 2SER, you want to just look at what an archiving day looks like. Everyone is welcome. It's free. We'll have some nibbles. We'll have a cup of tea together.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing live deep dive in the archives, which is segment Liz and I have been doing over the last few months, which has been so fun.
Yeah, but also, look, this is the other thing too. We know that gathering this stuff is happening in little pieces.
Mm.
We're not expecting to get a full collection of everything that's ever happened. So also don't think that if you think, oh, well, I've only got one little fragment or one little thing and I'm not even sure where it came from, that's fine. Nothing's all about fragments.
Nothing too big or too small.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that's the idea. And we look at the thing, we talk at the thing, we say, isn't this a glorious little piece of whatever?
Yeah.
You know, and what's been beautiful is, you know, it's easy to assume now that, you know, we'll be able to find everything, but we can't even look things up if we don't know names of people, names of programs, you know. So sometimes it's been really beautiful for someone to say, oh, here's a thing that's got a name on it, or even better, come and help identify photos.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
we've
got all of this stuff that we can't Google because we don't know names or dates.
And it's a lot of it's pre-Googled too.
That's it. Yeah.
Scary land. Yeah.
There was a time.
In the 80s test, a lot of the shows that ran at 2SER and a lot of the groups of producers ran in collectives.
Oh, cool.
So putting your name to something wasn't what was done.
Oh.
So we know that a collective made a program, did a thing, talk to talk, but we can't for the life of us. There is no way to figure out who was in that collective. And if all of a sudden now you're a little bit older and you think, no, I would like to put my name to that, I would like to put my hand up and identify myself, come along and do so.
Yeah. Please. Also too, what would be nice, and we're finding a little bit of this, is, you know, people that are maybe no longer with us, people who contributed, you know, we'd really love to acknowledge those contributions.
Absolutely.
And it's not just people on air, mm-hmm. people behind the scenes in any capacity.
Yeah.
You know, because to make this big bus run, you know, we need so many people doing many different things. Yeah. And so all of that energy that's gone into the place over 40 years to make the place continue to be going on, we'd really love to acknowledge as many people as possible. And it's, I mean, it's completely, as is most of the station anyway, voluntary. So we don't want people to feel pressured. We don't want people, you know, people are happy to bury things if they want. If you've got something that you don't want revived, that's okay too. Or you want a right of reply, also fine.
We've come across those in the archives.
Really?
There have been moments where we have brought things to the surface and taken them to the people responsible for them. And they've said, no, leave that be.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Put it back.
Yes. Bury that from whence it came.
That's right.
Yeah,
back under the rock.
We seal it up and we put a note on it and we say, do not open.
Yeah. This is because, we're talking, you know, bring stuff and things in, and it's quite broad. But I'm getting the sense that this literally could mean anything.
Yeah. Absolutely. T-shirts, flyers,
stories.
Tapes, that's it. Again, if you're just interested and you think I was here or I knew people, we're going to need people to help identify stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you'd just like to come and be part of that, have a bit of a memory lane.
Yeah.
I was going to say a trip, but it'll be more like a bubble bath. It'll be nice and warm and fuzzy, and you know what I mean?
We're skipping down a yellow brick road, if nothing else.
Probably a little bit messy at times. That's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe we've got something wrong too. Maybe we have interpreted something completely the wrong way, because Liz and I are looking at this from a very different perspective to those that lived it.
Yeah.
So maybe we've thought this is a photo of someone doing a thing, and it's not.
That's right.
It's a photo of someone trying to avoid a thing.
Correct us. Come tell us what we're doing.
A photo that was staged 3 weeks later for the sake of a photo.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, Tess, it's tomorrow, I should say.
Saturday.
Tomorrow, the 28th. Yes. From 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Studios 301. They're at 3B Ellis Avenue in Alexandria. There's a bunch of details on our website too as to how to get there.
That's it. How to get there. And also, if you can, try and be there for like the actual 12 to 4, because we're going to be running different things.
Yeah.
So it's not quite a drop-in, drop-out situation.
No.
I mean, if you do, then that's okay, but you'll miss bits is what we're saying.
And we want you to enjoy it all.
That's right. That's
right. Don't want to rush things.
No.
Well, Jess, Liz, thanks for swinging by, telling us all about it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Tess.
You.